B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
David.
Hey, what's up?
How can we help you, sir?
Man, I don't know what's going on. So, it's hard to find love right now. It's real hard. I'm just trying to find love in the world. And so, there's this girl. She doesn't live too far from me, right? You get to know your neighbors because, you know, there's no one else around. We keep distance. I'm not breaking any laws or anything like that. Keeping my 6 feet.
Are you stalking her?
No. Totally cool. Okay. She and I, you know, we got to talking. You know, we seemed to really hit it off. You know, we'll talk on the phone. I got her number. So, I mean, I figure it's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she seems into me. I figure it's good that we can just sort of talk. She has a daughter, which is cool. I mean, she seems like she's real solid. I don't know what happened. Like a couple days ago, all her texts just suddenly turned to, like, one-word answers.
Okay, so if you had to think that you might have done something that turned her off, what do you think it was?
You know, sometimes we you know, trade stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the barter system going on. You know, in case, you know, she needs something, I need something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's one day she came to me, she needed some toilet paper. This was, like, 2 days ago. And it was like, man, I don't have a lot, and I like to have a good amount on hand. You know, I just didn't feel good about it.
You said no to giving her toilet
paper? Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. Toilet paper is one of those things that if you ask somebody for it, that means you need it immediately, and it's an emergency. And you said no.
Well, I just like having, like, 12 rolls right in my eye line. I don't know. Otherwise, I'd get all kind of cramped up. So.
Okay. I mean, that could be it. Who knows, man?
It could be it. I don't know.
Different times. Okay, we'll give her a call and try and make this work out, because if it doesn't work out, it's going to be really awkward since you guys live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right. hang on. Second date update on 10. All right, we just spoke to David. You should have called us before you even approached this girl. So David started talking to this girl, Erin, who lives in his neighborhood.
Right.
Which, I don't know. I mean, the thing with somebody living in your neighborhood thing, it's like, that's, if it doesn't
get
work
away?
Out, yeah, it's like, if it works out, great. You guys live right near each other. If it doesn't work out, then it sucks.
And it sucks because you live right near each other.
Because you live right near, yeah. So he said that everything was cool up until it wasn't, and he thinks it might be, and this sounds ridiculous, but he thinks it might be because they were doing this thing where they were letting each other borrow things. Okay. You know? And at one point she asked him for toilet paper and he said no.
Oh, damn.
So, stay quiet. We're going to call her now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Erin?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, Erin, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody, but it's a good reason. If you just let me explain.
Okay.
So we got your phone number from a gentleman who knows you, and so right. He likes you. He feels like, you know, you feel kind of the same way about him. So what we're offering is, if you say yes, we could set up a nice little, like, Zoom get together between you two, and we'll order food for both of you, some takeout, so you can get to know each other better. And I'm going to tell you the guy's name too, so it's nothing weird about this.
Wait, who is this?
Okay. We're back.
Oh, this is a scam?
Okay, no. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And how about I just tell you the guy's name?
Okay.
It's David, who apparently he lives in your neighborhood, and you guys were talking and stuff like that. And
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so David called us up, and he said that you guys had a little good thing going. He really, enjoys the person that you are. And he wants to apologize for that time that he didn't let you borrow toilet paper, but he was running low, and he knows he made a mistake, and if that comes up again, he'll let you borrow some. But he would like to continue talking with you and things like that, if you say yes.
Well, so the toilet paper was really shitty.
Yeah.
But, so I borrowed his laptop. I don't know if he told you about that.
No, he said you guys, like, borrow things from each other.
Well, sure, sometimes. So I borrowed the laptop because my daughter's in the pre-K class and we're doing some Zoom conference things. And, you know, it's just I didn't want to do it on my phone, and he was nice enough to offer the laptop. But when we logged in and my daughter was doing everything, well, actually, everything was fine. And then after, my friend, whose daughter is also in the class, was like, your name's pretty inappropriate. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, you know, like your default name. Yeah, like I don't really know Zoom, so I didn't notice. I just logged in. I didn't pay attention to the screen name. But
what was the name?
Like the Bandit 69.
You're lying.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish.
Okay.
So now I'm like the last
there's
the bandit.
Of
my daughter's class.
Yeah, Aaron. Hold on one second. The bandit is on the phone, and
really, that's your name.
Well, it's Big Bandit.
No,
69.
Big Bandit 69.
He's on the phone.
Look, oh man.
Yeah, everyone in her class.
So who are you Zooming with, David, that you're using the screen name Big Bandit 69?
Right.
Just my buddies. I mean, just my, you know.
Really?
Just the dudes. We hang out and we all got names like that. There's, you know, Felcher 42.
Oh my God.
He's pretty immature.
It's screwing around with friends. I mean, come on, it's funny.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be so bad, but I'm getting texts from, like, you know, all the parents. They all think I'm, like, some deviant. I'm a weirdo. I'm a freak. You know,
it
like, no one's going
to
want to hang out with my daughter.
It doesn't have to be weird or anything. Just tell them.
Very weird.
Tell them your boyfriend is, like, a big guy. Like, he's fat. And his name's Richard Bandit.
So what about 69? Where's that coming in?
There's 68 other ones before me, you know? It's just sometimes it happens. Like with like Gmail and stuff.
Wow. I like his thought process,
that's
though.
A brilliant idea. If you, hey, listen.
Boom, problem solved.
Yeah, Aaron. Aaron, if you own it, people will believe you.
I mean, that was clever, but... I don't know if I'll be able to say that.
Oh, wait. I got to make this official. Aaron, would you like to see David again, or?
All I want to see is a for sale sign in front of his house, you know?
Aww. Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're not sure whether or not you're attractive, you'll know. You will know by how much you can get away with on your date, and you'll understand what I'm talking about when you hear a classic and hilarious Second Date Update on the 10s tomorrow morning with your Get Up Crew.
8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.